You tuned into Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio is proudly supported and hosted by Simplecast, the easiest way for a podcast creator to publish and distribute audio on the internet. For more information, visit simplecast.com.
Hey, hey, guys. What's up? It's Lisa May and Amari.
What's up, Lise?
What's going on?
How you been? It's been like a week. What you been up to?
I know, right? I know. It's been crazy. But anyway, welcome, guys. This is Full Service Radio broadcasting live from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. Again, it's Lisa May and
Omari. Call me Omari.
Yeah, what's going on? So how was your week?
My week has been good, kind of slow. I'm trying to be more active, right? Especially now that I know every week people are going to be asking me what I did. I want to really do some shit. So my son took me to the movies, which was cool. You know, he just got his first job.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
so treating everything. Yeah,
well,
right?
Not quite everything. He only paid for the food, but.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. I got to see Jumanji, which was great.
Oh, I saw that was actually a good movie.
Yeah, it was a lot funnier than I thought it would be.
I watched the bootleg, though.
You did? You got to go to the movie theater. You know what's crazy? We went late at like 11 something.
Mm-hmm.
So we were the only people in the movie theater.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's
nice. Let me tell you, so I have like this big fear of like movie theaters. Like it's like literally a death trap.
What?
So like if I go to a movie theater, it's like literally 9:30 in the morning. I catch the earliest show possible so that I am the only person in there.
Why?
Because it's a death trap. Like there's literally one way in and one way out. Like that's it. Like
Lisa.
If somebody, I mean, granted, there was even a proven, you know, that whole incident in Colorado where that guy came up there and basically shot everybody up. So even before that, long before, I was like, no, I don't do movies.
What else? Lisa, that's crazy.
I know. I have a list of a bunch of crazy things. But anyway, back to your week.
Lisa, you got to go to a night movie like a pack. So wait, are you going to go see?
Okay. I'm about to say, yeah, I am actually going to go. This is like my first break in.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Black Panther. Black Panther.
Okay. You're not going at 9:30 in the morning,
right?
No,
I'm going like opening day, 11, okay. I think 11
p.m. Did you buy
the
tickets already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I had to. Like, there were like literally like maybe 10 seats left when I grabbed my ticket. And I got my ticket super early, so.
Yeah, I don't think. I got to wait probably a week to see. I ain't buy my ticket.
Boo.
So I saw Den of Thieves, too. It was a movie weekend for me.
Oh, I've heard it. That's with like 50 Cent
or
something, right?
It was a 50 Cent movie,
okay,
yeah. It was good. What'd you hear?
I mean, I don't know. I didn't hear anything, really.
Oh, yeah, that shit was, it was good.
Okay.
I thought it was good.
All right.
For a 50 Cent movie. He didn't speak much, which I think probably helped the movie.
But I like 50 Cent,
you
though.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, 50's nice. I don't know about an actor. He's kind of okay.
I think out of, like, you know, the rappers that are actors, he's actually one of the better ones.
Negative.
Really?
No, not to me.
Okay.
I don't think so.
You say so.
And what else? What else? Oh, today I spent, like, 4 hours of my day driving up and down 495 the Beltway.
Traffic.
Like, yeah. You know, we broadcasted from D.C.
Right.
So I'm driving. My son, I got a call today that my son was sick at school.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, the nurse calls you and they don't really give you a chance to.
So wait, which son? Because you have, well, people don't know, Mark has twin boys.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Which son is this?
So this is Chase.
Chase, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, the nurse called and said, Chase is sick. And they don't really give you an opportunity to be like, all right, well, he'll be okay. Because I'll be like, he'll be okay. You know, let him take the bus home or whatever. But they wanted me to come and get him. So I came and got him. Then I had to drive way about 30 miles away to take him to the doctor because he lives far.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to take him back to school. And then I had to drive back to D.C. to not to school, back home. And then I had to drive back to D.C. to get to this show. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
A lot of driving. I spent about 100 miles on this guy today.
That's crazy.
But that's been my aside from regular living life, that's been my week.
Yeah.
What's up with your week?
Actually, you know what? This week, I pretty much did nothing, and I totally enjoyed it. Like, this is probably one of the first weekends I literally just, like, sat at home and just really did nothing. You know, because as you guys say, I'm always doing something,
yes.
Which I usually am.
Yeah.
So it was good to just, you know, kind of just relax at home, just, you know, catch up on some shows.
Uh-huh.
Which I watched this awesome documentary called Feel Rich. It's basically about hip hop. You get the hip hop aspect of healthy eating and stuff. You have like rappers like Common, Fat Joe,
right?
Bun B, Paul Wall, and stuff. You know, all talking about, you know, basically their journeys of, you know, eating. Like, as you know, because in hip hop, the term eating is like you making money. Now we
right.
eating. They were literally eating and gaining weight at the same time, and how, you know, turned out to be a problem for their health. You know, Fat Joe was talking about how Big Pun passed, and they continued on to talk about Heavy D's passing, this, that, and other. You know, you had all these different, you know, people in the hip-hop industry, you know, passing away from liver failure, right, heart disease, this, that, and other. But it's actually a pretty dope documentary. Yeah, it's on Netflix, so you guys should definitely check that out. It's on Netflix.
What's it called again?
Feel Rich. Yeah, and it was done by, I believe, Quincy Jones' son. I think it's Quincy Jones the third. I believe he's the third. Don't quote me on that, but it's Quincy Jones the third. So, it's done by Quincy Jones' son. So, yeah, he interviews his father as well in there. He had, like, Jermaine Dupri, who's also vegan, which I didn't know. So,
it seems like everybody's vegan or trying to eat healthy. Yeah. So, I just saw something with Khalees. And how she's selling her house to buy a farm or something like that.
But she's been like into cooking for a while. I want to say she had a restaurant or something like that. She's always like kind of love cooking. I'm not positive on the restaurant, but I know she like, I watched an interview or something like that. Like she loves cooking. So now, that's not really a surprise for her to say she wants to do that.
I heard she bought a farm. Yeah. That's me. I want to get a farm.
It's so funny. So do I. My boyfriend and I, we were kind of like doomsday preppers, which is so strange.
Yeah, I believe it because you're scared to go to fucking movie theaters.
And people were like, but what? Like, you're black. Do black people do that? And I'm like, what does that? Like, that's just insane. But like, yeah, like he's talking, but he's like, might be a little bit more crazy with it than I am.
So what kind of things do y'all do? Like crazy doomsday things?
He wants to get like a bunker, like literally get a bunker, dig a hole in the ground, put this bunker in the hole. Like,
I don't think that's crazy.
At first I did. I was like, you know what? Like, are you crazy? But then later on, I'm like, oh, okay. You know, this actually makes sense.
Right.
But, you know, he's kind of like the logistics and I'm like defense. So I'm like, you know, the guns, right? I'm like the guns and protection. And he just he'll do all the other stuff. So
I can imagine the conversations y'all have at home.
Yeah. It's funny, but
the FBI is watching. Believe it.
Yeah.
Y'all.
I know. That's the problem. That's why we need to get away. But anyway, yeah, you just can't trust these people out here.
That's why you walk around scared, right? You can't trust people.
Like, I literally don't. Let me tell you. So I have this list, right? I literally have a list made of just like people and things that I just do not trust.
Stop.
Like, dead serious.
How long
like,
is the list?
At this moment, it's probably about 13 to 14 items on this list.
So wait. How long did it take you to build this list?
Okay, so basically, I mean, this list has... Okay, so I'll be 35 in May, right? So literally 34 years this list has been compiled. Just, you know, basically from my life experiences, things that have happened over and over again. I'm like, well, wait, like this... Okay.
So these are things you don't trust or reasons not to trust
people? Yeah, reason not to trust people, things, just items, ideas, concepts, just everything in general. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's... And it's so funny because, like, when I tell people this, they're just like, oh, my gosh. And then I start reading some of this stuff off the list. And they're like, you know
I
what?
Wonder if I got you're some right, shit on that right. list. I wonder if I'm something.
You probably do.
I don't know.
But now, like, I don't cut people off on this list because, I mean, truth be told.
It's just like a red flag.
My boyfriend is actually, like, he probably tips off about 3 or 4 items on this list. So I kind of know.
Well, you have to have a draw a line, right? So if people are 9 things on the list, you're like, definitely.
There's levels to this shit. There's always levels to it, of course. Okay. Like, you know, if you say item number 1, for example, right? Like, say you fail that item, but you pass on the second one. Right. Like, okay, well. Item 1 holds a little more weight than the other one, so you might be, you know, I might
I want to hear this list. Like,
we can go into the list, no problem.
I want to hear this. Okay, so let's take a break, and then we come back and we get into Lisa's list about things she don't trust. That's crazy. All right, it's window seat, y'all.
Original music here on the break by Franklin, local producer. It's called You Ask. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, we back. Window seat with Lisa and Omari. All right, hey, Lisa, guys. I want to hear this list.
Okay, so I mean, okay, let me pull.
Well, hold on,
first,
hold on,
let me
hold on,
pull
hold on,
this list
on.
Up. Uh-huh.
Are you gonna read the stuff that for people first? Like, I want to hear about the things you don't trust.
Okay, now let me put a little disclaimer out there. Okay. Some of the items on this list are kind of ridiculous. I will admit, and I have no shame.
I'll let you know how ridiculous. That's the plan.
But yeah, but I mean, just like which one thing that I tell you guys all the time, especially you, uh-huh. is that you know, never trust anybody that doesn't have a social media.
Yes, like, and that's the dumbest. Why can't you trust somebody that doesn't have?
I just
social
feel
media?
like, what do you have to hide? And I don't mean just like.
Why do you believe because somebody doesn't have social media?
So listen,
they're
I don't mean
something.
Just like Facebook or Twitter. I mean, like, let's like, you know, take this back. Like, if you didn't have a, you know, a Hi-Fi account.
I don't even know what that is.
If that was like a classmate account, like, or a Black Planet, stuff like that.
But
like,
if you, okay.
Or MySpace, if you never had any type of social media,
what
like,
if you,
what
if
are
you
hiding?
What if you, okay. So,
like, okay, hold, sorry, right? Now, my mother, who's actually, she'll be 70 in a few days, mm-hmm. has social media. She mm-hmm. tags me, she posts pictures, this, that, mm-hmm. and other. Mm-hmm. Like, come on now, you as a 30 something,
you're
a
person. But why
would
you, and I get it, right? And I had a Facebook that I shut down.
Okay.
I had an Instagram that I changed the shit. And then I have an Instagram now. I just don't keep it on my phone.
Okay, now tell me why. Why do you no longer have these items?
Why I shut the Facebook down?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, hold on. You cannot I hadn't even explained it. Hold on. I had the Facebook like 7 years ago when I shut it down. I was a different man. Back then,
that one that could not be trusted, correct?
Possibly,
exactly.
And then, but wait, but hold on. That was then, right?
Uh huh.
And then, now I just don't have it because I don't think why do I need to be on Facebook? There's nothing on Facebook I believe that I'm missing. If I think back to when I had a Facebook, it was all I did on Facebook was look at what other motherfuckers was doing. That and it's really a waste of my time.
Okay.
Any person that I care about that I really want to speak to or see mm-hmm. or communicate with, I do that. Nobody on Facebook do I care about that much.
That's understandable, but like I said, I don't mean just Facebook. Like, if you don't have a Pinterest, a LinkedIn,
but tell me why,
or anything like that.
Tell me why you can't trust them. Like, why? Because somebody makes a decision not to be on
social media. What do you have to hide? Like,
why do you think somebody's hiding
something? We are in the year 2018. It's at the point, like, it's kind of virtually impossible to not have some type of digital footprint when it comes to social media.
Right. So you're saying,
like I said, LinkedIn. Which is resumes, this, that, and other. Right. You know what I mean? So, like, come on now. Like, Pinterest, just to get ideas, fix it. YouTube. Basically, people go to YouTube just like,
you know, you got to have a YouTube account? I go to YouTube all the time. I be on Pinterest. No, I just don't have an account. I hear everything you're saying, Lisa, mm-hmm. and I don't disagree.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is why you believe you can't trust someone because they don't have a social
That's
media.
That's just my personal opinion. I feel that person has something to hide. Like, what are you hiding?
So has your theory been proven?
You proved my point.
How?
You said you deleted your accounts because of...
I deleted my Facebook.
Your Facebook.
I didn't delete it because, listen, I did say I was living a different life back
exactly.
then.
Exactly.
But I did not say it, or if I did say it, I didn't mean that it was because I was trying to hide something.
Right.
Right. So I didn't delete it because I was trying to hide something.
I don't believe you because I don't trust
you.
You
gotta believe.
Because you don't have a social media.
All right. Okay. Well, we disagree about that one clearly.
Right? We do.
What else you got?
Let me see. What's another one? I don't trust men without facial hair.
What?
You can't, like, a man without, you can't trust a man without facial
hair. What if he's
Ted Bundy, serial killer, the Unabomber? No facial hair. I mean, granted, when he went to jail and stuff, prison, he had like some
facial
hair.
What about a mustache? Like the porn star mustache. Does that work?
I mean, granted, some people with beards can't be trusted either, but just like, it's just something about men without facial hair.
Are you talking about a grown man or like a 22-year-old?
If you're at the age where you can get facial hair,
you need to have something.
Yeah, like, I feel like you can't be trusted. Like, you're just trying to, you know, you look too clean. Nobody's that clean.
You know what's crazy? I know someone who got, the laser surgery on his face, so he couldn't grow a beard.
Really?
So all he has now is like a real thin mustache and maybe like a thing under his chin. But
he has a little bit of hair.
He got a little bit of
but
hair.
But do you trust him?
That's of course.
Okay, well, he has a little bit of facial hair, so why not?
Whatever works.
Right? Take
the facial hair. That's an interesting one. I would have never thought of that.
But it's so funny.
So did you meet somebody in real life that you couldn't trust
him? No, it's just people I've run into. I'm like, man, this is a shady character. And I just realized a lot of these shady characters don't have facial hair.
That's
so I'm like,
interesting.
Okay.
Now I'm going to be looking at men like, where's your hair?
I'm telling you. And
the fuck is your stash?
People be like, oh, you know what? I agree with you. I agree with you. And like I said, some of these items, this is my list. Like I said, the title of this list, Lisa's Maze. Yeah. Lisa Maze, do not trust list. And granted, I admit that some of these items are ridiculous to some people.
No, that's not. Listen. So there's a, I know there's a lot of people that would say that social media bullshit, because I think that's bullshit. I can be trusted and I don't got nothing. I'm a quiet boy.
Okay, so you just hit another one on the list.
Oh, God.
Never trust a person that says they can be trusted or trust me. So that's two ticks for you right there.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Listen, I'm a firm believer in the three-strike method. You already got two strikes as it is.
You're not that firm. You said your boyfriend got like 10 on the list. Stop it. But no. Hey, wait. So just because I said I can't be... Come on. Come on. And now I'm defensive.
You should be.
I have facial hair, so I'm not three.
Okay. Dude, you're at two, but I mean, like I said, there's several.
I'm saying I could be trusted because I know what I'm doing.
Several other items on this
Get
list.
Out of here. I don't even like doing this anymore, man, because I feel like I got everything you say. It's me, so now I got to defend it. But go ahead.
Listen, you.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Lisa.
And that's what item number, 11 on the list?
What?
So you did item number.
Don't trust people that say they can.
People that say trust me or that you could trust me. Like, why do you have to say that? Are you convincing me or are you convincing yourself that you can be trusted?
You know this context, though.
I guess so.
There has to be.
To
come
each his
on.
Own, I guess.
Oh, man, I'm losing. All right, give me another one. This
Let's see. Okay, one of the more ridiculous ones on the list is I don't trust cats.
Cats? The animal?
Like the animals, cats. Like cats are vicious, sneaky little creatures.
So
they're evil.
You don't trust a cat? What do you think a cat is?
I don't trust cats.
So
what
if a person has a cat as a pet?
I mean, that's their choice to have cats. Uh-huh.
You be like, I'm not coming
but
in?
But people have cats and they have told me themselves, like, man, this cat is sneaky. Like, they'd stare at you. Like, they just look like they're plotting on you. Like, they're about to just can't wait till you fall asleep and just scratch you up. All right,
so do you not trust cats or are you scared of cats?
No, I'm not scared of cats.
Okay.
I mean, I like kittens. They're cute. But when they get bigger, that's when they get conniving and
conniving.
Just
like, what do you think a cat is plotting?
But clearly, have you been around anybody who has cats?
Hell yeah, I hate cats. My cousin has cats.
And that cat's probably sneaky, though, right?
I don't know, but I don't like them. I wake up at night, and the cat is, like, in my face.
Exactly.
The cat is
plotting,
right in my face. I'm
plotting
like,
on
get
you.
This cat out of here.
Cats are sneaky.
I don't understand cats. I get it. I don't know if I don't trust them. I just don't like their ass.
Little sinister creatures.
But you're right. When they're kittens, they are cute. But
yeah,
puppies are cute, too. I don't know about dogs.
Yeah.
When they get older.
Some dogs.
You like, get this dog out.
I remember my friend, she had a dog. It was like this huge dog. I don't remember what kind of dog it was, but it was the dumbest dog I've ever been into my life. Like, I didn't even know that, like, dogs could be dumb. Like, this was a dumb dog. Yeah.
I don't like those little, like, baby chihuahua kind of dogs.
Oh, yeah. They're vicious.
Yeah. With Napoleon complexes.
The smaller creatures are always, you know,
more angry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, that Napoleon complex.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What else you got?
Let's see. Never trust anyone that uses the bread bag, tie the clothes of the bread bag back after first opening it.
What? Say that again. Say it slow.
The bread, you know when you buy a loaf of bread, right?
Yes.
And they all come with that little tie.
Yes.
That you tie the bread up.
Yes.
Do you use it? Do you take slices of bread out?
I don't know.
Right?
Do you trust people that use it or trust people that don't?
Finish the story, right? So you open the bread. You make a nice little sandwich for yourself, right?
Right.
You go to close the bread back.
Right.
How do you close the bag?
Answer the question.
How do you close the bag?
Come on, Lisa.
Just answer the question. There's like three ways. There's literally three ways you could close it. All right,
the three ways you could leave it open.
That's one.
Right. Uh-huh. You could use the tied shit again.
Yeah.
I always lose that, to be honest with you. Like, even if I wanted to use it,
can't be trusted.
I lose it. No, that's whack. You know how many people lose that thing or just tie it back? It's so much easier just to tie it.
Exactly. Yeah. I tied the bag, but you used the bread tie.
No, I lose the bread tie. I can't.
Oh, I thought you said you used
the
bread tie.
Plus, I'd be moving too fast. I don't think that's too much work to twist it back and then untwisted again.
I don't trust people that use the bread tie.
Lisa, this is the dumbest list. Why? Yeah, you got to give me one why. Like, I need a concrete why you don't trust people that
use
the bread tie.
Honestly, you know what? Like, out of all everything on the list, that's the one I just really know why for it. It's just like,
You haven't had a why for any of them.
It's just a feeling. I'm just like, they're psychopaths.
Have you met somebody that used the tie?
My boyfriend uses the tie. That's why I said that's one of the things that he checks off. I'm like,
how long you been with this guy?
It's actually 2 years. We'll be hitting 2 years soon.
I feel like you just watching him. Half of this list is him. Do you just watch him and be like, I can't trust you? Because
no, he takes probably about two, maybe possibly three items on this
list.
That's
funny. All right.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, the list is ridiculous.
Give me one more, Lisa.
Let's see. What we got on here? We got cats. Never trust anyone who trusts me. Oh, this is actually a big one. Uh-huh. Never trust, and well, on here it says woman, but never trust anyone that still doesn't have any childhood friends. Like, if they don't have at least one childhood friend from back in the day,
that's
like,
a good one.
Do not trust them. Like,
that's a good
if
one.
If this person is not capable of maintaining friendships or
one.
Relationships with someone from the past, then like, that's a red flag.
That's a
huge red flag. It,
you finally gave one that I can agree with. That's a good one. Even if not even that you can't keep maintain a relationship, but that would say to me that maybe you're trying to hide something.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I was listening to the radio, right?
Uh-huh.
And you know how some radio shows have the call in where a person calls it. It may have been the Breakfast Club, but anyway, they had a call in where a person was asking for advice.
Yeah.
And the person said that they were trans, I think, is when you were one sex and then you turn to another one. And they didn't tell their boyfriend, they're married.
Oh, no.
Didn't tell their boyfriend. So it was a guy that changed to a woman.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't tell their boyfriend. And the boyfriend wants to have a baby now.
What?
So he's painting the room and buying, you know, really preparing to have a baby because they're actively trying. So now he scheduled an appointment to go to a fertility clinic because he thinks it's him why they can't have a baby. So she wanted advice to decide whether or not, you know, she should tell him.
Of course. That's deception,
and
man.
And one of the questions that was asked was, how could you get married to somebody that, at least that I asked, how could you get married to somebody and not know anything about their past? The fact that they
were
a whole nother sex.
A man, yeah. Like, right. You don't got no baby pictures.
Exactly.
Like,
where's your family at the wedding?
Right. You don't know what your kids going to look like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if you got to invite at least one or two childhood friends to your wedding.
See, I'm telling you.
Exactly. That's
and if he did
one.
Meet his friends, and that's even... much that's even that's so even much worse. More a big betrayal because your friends, like,
everybody lying
your
for
family
you.
Wouldn't tell you that you know, and
that's
that the
crazy.
Fact that you're getting married or you got married and they didn't tell you that, you know, well, you know that your wife used to be a man.
Yeah,
like, that's insane. Like,
that's crazy. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a good one. You gotta have some childhood friends.
Yeah, like, definitely, because I mean, I've
at least from a teen.
Yeah, because, like, it's so funny, like, I actually had met a girl here in DC that I thought we she was in the military, and, like, you know, I was in the military, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we actually became, like, really good friends at one point. We used to hanging out and da-da-da-da. And then, like, you know, I kind of introduced her to some of my friends. So we all became friends. But then, like, I noticed, like, she stopped talking to some of my friends, like, one of my friends. And then she stopped talking to two of my friends. And then, like, another one. Then all of a sudden, it was, like, she stopped talking to me.
Why?
And then, like, as I started thinking about it, like, I realized, like, this, like, she literally does not have any friend. Like, I've never known her to have, like, any other friends or like childhood friends.
Right.
That's I'm just like, man, like, just people like that you just can't trust.
Well, wait, but why she stopped talking to y'all?
But that's the thing. No idea. Psycho. Like, I don't know.
So she was still cool, like, everybody still fucked with her, but she
no
just
I mean, like, well, she's well, yeah, everybody was cool with her, and then like one day my friend would be like, well, what happened, like, why is she not talking to me? And I'm like, well, I didn't know she wasn't talking to you. And then next thing I know, I'm blocked or she's not talking to me.
Wow.
So I'm just like, okay, well, I guess we're all guilty by association, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's a good
crazy.
One, Lisa.
Yes.
I agree with that. Child friends.
Some of the items on my list make sense. Granted, some of them.
I'm going to check one.
There's a few. I mean,
that one was good.
Let's see what else on here. I think that might be the only ones you actually might agree with. The rest are kind of ridiculous.
What's the rest? Let's run through them real fast. How many did you have?
Let's see. On here right now, I have 12.
All right.
So let's say, never trust a woman who's over 30 and only has one ear piercing.
Come on, Lisa.
Oh, you know what? I might have been drunk when
I
made this list.
So she doesn't have both ears pierced. She
no,
only
just
has
like,
one?
Yeah, because, you know, like, when you're younger.
That, that's not
always,
even real. Who does that? A woman?
Like, yeah, like it's over 30. Like I think every teenage girl wants to get an ear pierced.
Yes.
Once they get that first one, they always want to get a second one.
Oh, so you mean they have... a holes in both
oh,
ears.
Oh yeah, like a whole pair. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but yeah, like if they don't have more than one, like, that's just, I don't know.
That's
their childhood
whack.
was just off. You know.
No, that's a whack one.
Their childhood was off.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
And I know plenty of people that only have one ear pierced.
Do you trust
and
them?
I love them.
Well, you can't be trusted, so that's not saying much. That's not saying much.
Whatever. I changed my life, Lisa. Come on.
Uh huh. So you say.
Yeah, I did. What's sad is I can't defend myself. I can't even say you can trust me because that's on your list too.
Exactly.
It's crazy. You can't win with you. What's another one?
Let's see. I'm going to skip some of these because I don't even want to say those. another ridiculous one. Never trust a girl that doesn't have edges.
I don't know. What's an edge?
Okay. So obviously I was going to explain that. So I was going over this list at work and they were like, well, what are edges? And I'm so basically, you know, where your hairline starts.
Where do you work?
Where your hairline, yeah, I went over this list, right?
Okay.
So where your hairline starts, you know, you have like those baby hairs in the front or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
If those are missing or you don't have those, then therefore you don't have what they call edges, right?
Okay.
So I'm going to say, just think of any girl you ever known in the, whatever it's high school, elementary school, that one girl that didn't have edges.
Lisa, I think you got like, trust issues.
I do.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I won't even deny it. Mm-hmm. I will.
Because you could just coming up with some crazy shit to say, I don't trust you.
Yeah, you know what? You might be right.
I think I'm right.
Thank you.
You don't trust cats. You don't trust people that don't have edges. What if they just got bad hair?
Well, that's fine. I mean, bad hair.
It's bad. I don't know. I don't know if bad hair is a good thing. Maybe their hair just doesn't grow in the right place. I don't fucking know. I just know
that's fine too. I mean, but I won't trust them. But I mean, that makes me crazy. Nah, I'd just be crazy.
No, I don't think you're crazy. I think you got trust issues.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, partially. I mean, that's part of it. I mean, yeah, I won't deny that part. Trust issues.
Let me think. Maybe. Are there some things, if I were to advise someone on something they shouldn't trust somebody for, what would I advise?
Don't trust people that say trust.
Okay, this ain't a trust one,
mm-hmm.
but this is, I can tell you something about somebody, people that I hate.
Oh, but see, that's a strong.
Hate is a strong word?
From the person that's always talking okay, about
okay,
love.
Okay, 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 you're right. Not hate.
Uh-huh.
I can't think of it. But let me just say, when I see somebody driving with two hands on the wheel, I'm like, what the fuck? Who taught you how to drive? Like, with two hands? You're really gonna drive.
Now, that's a dumb one.
With
that
two
one
hands?
Is dumb.
Well, that's not trust. It's just somebody I'm looking at funny. Like, what's wrong with you? Why you drive with two hands on the wheel? Is that stupid?
I can't with you. That one is dumb. So
okay.
You do talk about my stuff is dumb. That one's kind of dumb.
I don't know.
So it just really bothers. So that's more like a pet peeve.
Yeah, like not, yeah, pet peeve.
Than anything.
People driving with two hands on the wheel. I just don't think you could drive at that point.
If you're ever in the car with me, I'm going to drive like that just to mess with you.
No, please don't.
10 and 2.
Because I'm going to mess with you, right? Yeah, 10 and 2. You're the worst. You can't drive. Maybe your grandmother taught you how to drive. I don't know.
It's so funny. My father passed away a couple years ago, but he used to drive like that. He actually used to drive. You know, like in the Hollywood movies where where they hold the steering wheel and they're like shaking the steering wheel? That's how I'm like, that's
really?
Not even real driving.
Was he going straight and still moving the wheel?
Yeah, like I was like,
cartoons, they do that on cartoons.
And now he does the Hollywood drive. It's so funny. I'm just like, but we're still going straight, you know, because I would think that the wheels would be, you know, going left right. But no, he does the, you know, the little 10 and 2 and it's like turning up and up. And I'm just like,
that's
oh
funny.
My gosh.
But so, he's an older people drive like that, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. But older people can't. No.
Look at you.
Older people can't drive. It's just what it is.
There's
exceptions. Right,
I would say that it can't drive. I think it's more their senses and things of that are starting to fade.
Yeah, and
so
it affects their driving.
Yeah.
So they probably have mentally they know what they're doing, just physically.
Well,
they
sometimes
can't.
They don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes mentally they don't. But
yeah. So I think there are exceptions. I just think that there's certain classes of people that, you know, that can't drive.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, like Uber drivers, right? Let's cut to something else totally completely different.
Okay.
Let me tell you this story. So this is another, this is maybe my little futu, and this is my advice from me to you.
Okay, your futu.
My futu, yes. Basically, it's like, if you get, you know, you you open the app, you get your Uber driver or your Lyft driver, this, that, and other, and their rating is low, or you get like little signs to tell you that this driver is a bad driver.
Like what?
Go ahead and cancel that driver and get you a new driver. So this was maybe like last year sometime, I got an Uber driver.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like later at night. It's like I was at my boyfriend's house and I was heading back home.
Okay.
Right. So I got the driver. They're like, okay, your driver's on the way. And then after maybe like a few minutes later, they sent me a message. Uber sent me a message. It was like, oh yeah, your driver is like, you might have to talk loud to your driver or something like that. And
oh,
I was
no.
just like, what?
Oh,
right.
No.
And I was just like, maybe this is an error or a glitch or something. Right. So Uber driver pulls up. So I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? How are you this evening? Da, da, da. Turns out my Uber driver was deaf, like literally could not hear anything.
Wow.
So that message was basically like, your driver cannot hear.
Yeah.
So, and like, and I'm not discriminating against deaf people.
And Uber can't discriminate either. That's why they let this guy.
No, like, I have nothing wrong with deaf people, but you can't be a bad driver. Like, he was literally a terrible driver. Like, we're going down 495.
Did he have both hands on the wheel? And we're going from,
he did.
See?
10 and 2, right? He literally, like, we drifted from the far left lane all the way over, like, two or three lanes. And I'm just like, I'm talking to him, right? But he can't hear me, were so I'm, like, banging on his seat. It was like late at night, okay. So it was like late. So
okay, maybe he was just getting over. Did he put his blinker on?
No. And then like he was just like he was a bad driver. Like he a bad driver. I'm just like no. And the thing is like he was deaf, so I couldn't communicate to him. Like, oh my God, what are you doing? And at first I thought he was like falling asleep. But then like he made this turn, and I'm just like, oh my! Like when I tell you, I was praying in that backseat.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Please just get me.
So
home.
What was
please
his rating?
Just get me home. You know what? At the time, I didn't look at ratings like really until. But now I do.
So what rating did you give him?
But overall, I mean,
did you give him a 5?
No, I didn't. Okay. Heck no, no.
A 1?
I think I might have given him like a 2.
Why?
He was nice. He was a nice person.
Oh man, you gotta.
He was a terrible driver.
Yeah, that's what it's about. First and foremost, you got to get people where they want to go safely. Yeah. You should have gave him a 1.
Yeah, I guess so.
See, you're trying to be nice. You're going to get somebody else.
He got me home safely. I mean, yeah. it was a scary ride, but he did get me home safely.
That next one ain't.
I've never experienced anyone driving that bad before.
That's terrible.
But, I mean, like, it might be a trust issue, but not with this one.
No, not with that one.
Like, I don't trust people, like, other people driving, but I will ride with other people. Mm-hmm. But this guy, he was a bad driver, like, a bad driver. I'm just like, man, like, he was such a terrible driver. It was insane. But yeah, so that's my little story.
Actually, that's your
Futu? It's so funny because, like, let me tell you, it's another story, actually.
You got a lot of stories.
I do have a lot of stories. Yeah. I do a lot of stuff. I was in Ecuador, and again, it was like late at night.
Uh-huh. You be in these streets, Lisa.
I'm
I don't know why you.
That's because I guess.
You go to see movies at 9:30, but you be out till 2 in the morning.
In foreign countries, right?
Right.
But no, I mean, I was coming from the airport I was staying at a hostel.
Okay.
And the taxi driver, like, he fell asleep.
Oh, shit.
Like
while he was driving?
While he was driving. So we're flying. We were doing, like, I swear, like 1:30. Flying down this road. There were no other cars on the road. It's like 2 in the morning. Flying down the road. Flying on the road. Next thing I know, we're doing like 10 miles per hour. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, there's no other cars on the road. No, like, we just slowed down. Like,
okay.
We went from like 1:30 to 10. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, because I'm in the back seat, and I'm like, you know, leaning forward to try to look, and this dude's eyes are closed. Oh, and I'm like, yo, like, and like, he only spoke Spanish, and my Spanish wasn't that great. So I'm just like, it was to the point where I was trying to tell him, like, I was trying to recall on my Spanish to tell him, like, just let
tell
me
him.
Out of the car. Like, to like, just let me out of the car. He's like rolling his window down to try to get air. I guess that'll wake him up.
Right. No, man. Lisa, you seem like you too nice. Everybody understand, let me out.
Pull over. He only knew
in
Spanish.
Listen, if your energy is right, he's going to pull that car over.
Because I asked him in Spanish, like, are you tired?
But
for the life of me, I could not recall the word stop in Spanish at the moment.
Nah.
But I was just like, dude, like, so I'm like trying to have, just, I'm like literally just talking to him. He has no clue what I'm saying, trying to keep him awake.
Mm-mm.
But when I tell you, I was so scared.
You too nice. Because he did let me out that car.
Yeah. But it means
in English, French.
Yeah,
fucking
it was
Russian.
Crazy.
He didn't know. Let
on
me
the
out.
But yeah, I'm telling you, like, stuff happens to me. It's ridiculous.
It sounds like it.
It does. I have, like you said, I got a lot of stories. I do have a lot
you,
of stories.
Yeah, I understand why your list is crazy too. A lot of things happen to you.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be trusting things either.
You can't be trusting people. They, yep. Especially, I mean, yeah, that was insane. Like 1:30 down to 10 miles per hour. We were just like, I could have walked faster.
All right, well, I got a Futu too, but we're going to give it to him when
we
come back.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. This track is from Keto. We'll be right back. Thank you.
All right, guys, we back. It's Lisa and Omari, window seat.
Hey.
And wait, explain to people what a futu is.
Futu, basically, that's like any advice or, you know, basically, I will say advice that, you know, it's from us to you. So futu, from us to you, futu.
Our
so
advice?
This, this window seat futu.
Well, I got a futu. I guess it's advice. I don't know. It might be a bit of a pet peeve. This futu shit is new to me. But you know what bothers me? Or what it seems like people need have stopped doing that they need to start doing again.
Okay.
People don't look both ways when they cross the street. I don't know if you noticed that. If you drive around, at least in D.C., mm-hmm. in the DMV area,
yeah,
people don't look both ways when they just walk in the street.
Really?
On their phone. Or if they're talking to somebody, they don't look when they walk in the street.
A lot of people are distracted by, you know, their mobile devices.
I don't know. Or you know what it is? People, because there's been a couple of people I almost hit.
Really?
And they would say, I have the right of way.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Dumbest shit I ever heard.
Listen,
my car does not care about your right of way. Physics, this shit will hurt you when I hit you. It doesn't care about your right of way.
But like, you know what, though? Another thing I noticed, too, because, like, because DC is a melting pot, and, like, a lot of other cultures, like, for example, like, I was living in Italy for 2 years, and, like, the first thing they told us.
You are a world traveler. You're stunting every time you drive. Listen.
Can I just tell my story?
When I was in Ecuador and I almost died in a cab. When I lived in Italy for 2 years.
I'm excited. What can I say?
When I saw Prince. Yo, Lisa went to see Prince in Rome, y'all.
Oh, yeah. I got my purple rain shirt on.
When I saw Prince in Rome. Go ahead. Stunt on us some more, Lisa. Go ahead.
Oh, no. But anyway, so what I was going to say is, like, literally one of the first things they told us, like, if we were going out on the road is, like, don't make eye contact with the driver. Because, mm-hmm. like, they drive really bad in Italy. And there's, like, you just have to literally jump out in the road and just cross the street. Otherwise, they won't stop. If you make eye contact with them, then that tells them, oh, you see me. So that means you need to not cross the street. So you literally just don't look at them. Just take a chance and just walk out
there. But listen, that makes sense.
No, but that's the same thing what you're saying. Like, they literally just walk out in the street and don't make eye contact. Like, you just go, just take a chance, just walk out
there. And I bet you there's a lot more people getting hit by cars in Italy than there is
here. That I don't know.
I don't know. I bet you it is. If people just walking out in the street in Italy, people drive crazy in Italy.
Yeah. So, they definitely do.
Right. So I know, and much crazier than here. So I know there's people getting hit here. I met a lady who got hit she was riding a bike.
Really?
Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, it's not a futu, but I get how that shit is annoying when you want to do 35 and somebody's doing 3 miles an hour and in the middle of the street and you can't get around them.
Yeah.
But, you know, this lady told me that this guy, like, wouldn't move, and he was trying to get past her, so he kind of bumped her back tire.
What?
Yeah, she fell off the bike. I'm like, wow.
See, no, that's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah. But, you know, I think people need to listen. I don't know if you be out and you see people riding their bikes and they, like, have their kids in a little carriage in the front.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
You think so?
What? You got your child in the middle of a street,
There's no different than walking
on the sidewalk?
Or crossing the street.
No, cars don't belong on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I guess. But
you put your child in the middle of the street. Like, anything can happen. Accidents happen.
But first of all, like, bikes are allowed on the road, so you need to, you know,
a car
make way for them.
Should make way for them.
And
yes.
They have, exactly. So I don't see where you're saying, like, they
because
should
because I think that's the same logic of that's the same right of way thinking. Like, I have the right of way, so you shouldn't hit me.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Right? So you're saying that I'm allowed on the road, so I'm safe here. That doesn't make any
sense. How many people, though, that are carrying children on their bicycles have that mentality, though? Hopefully none.
They're idiots. They have to think that way if they're comfortable putting their kid in the middle of a street among vehicles. Like, these vehicles are not light, they're heavy, and they hurt, and you don't have to be going very fast to hurt someone.
That's true.
On a bike, or even a person, like, someone could not see you literally and just get over.
But that's no different than, you know, you crossing the street, somebody doesn't see you getting
hit. Exactly. That's why you should look both ways, like your mama told you. Look both ways before you cross the street.
That's so funny. I'm gonna start paying attention to that.
You one of those people?
No, I look both ways. I make sure I look both ways when I cross the street. Granted, I'm not doing too much walking.
Okay.
Because I usually drive most places I go. But
so you see the people not looking both ways when you cross.
Not that I recall. I mean, because now we have like the traffic signals, the walkway signals. So granted, people don't follow those. So I'll say that.
Oh, you a rule follower?
Am I not supposed to be?
Man, do you turn on red?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so you turn on red and then you see people that are crossing the street, right? So it's traffic.
Yeah.
So when you see a break in the people,
I go for it. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
So what if it's a stop sign and you look and you see a person coming, but you know if you go fast, they should see you and stop walking.
Stop sign for me or stop sign?
Stop sign for you.
Then I'm going to stop.
Right, you stop. Uh-huh. But then it's like you're parallel to somebody else that wants to cross the street.
Yeah, but that's fine.
Do you let them cross or do you like accelerate and let them know? Like,
why would you accelerate?
Because I'm trying to go. I don't want to wait for your slow ass. You know what else people...
No, that you're telling me you're a bad driver.
No. You know what else people do?
Oh, my goodness.
Right? Uh-huh. They'll see you wanting to turn. Obviously, I'm passionate about this. They see you wanting to turn, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they'll look you in your face and proceed to walk as slow as they can across the street.
I'm done that.
Like, you're not going to hit me.
Because why are you speeding? First of all, there's a stop
sign.
I'm not speeding.
Okay, I stop.
Okay, right? Well, let me now cross.
Cross. That's fine. Even when I'm... Okay, cross. Why are you making eye contact with me as you're crossing the street? To me, that's an aggressive move. Now you're antagonizing me.
I have done that several times, so I can't.
And I know you're thinking in your head, what the fuck are you looking at? You ain't gonna hit me,
right?
Like, what? I just think people. I don't know. We've given people too many. People too brave
too
now.
Too much leeway,
yeah,
right?
You're too confident. I am
guilty of that because there's a path like at the bottom of my building, like just below my building, and there's a crosswalk. There's no light. It's just crosswalk, mm-hmm. and you're supposed to stop for pedestrians.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in the crosswalk, then that means stop, slow down. So mm-hmm. I'm gonna look you dead in the eye, like, mm-hmm. oh, you not gonna stop?
Crazy.
And I'm gonna proceed to walk as slow as I possibly can. Now, you speed up, I'm going to just do like they did on, what's that show that they used to have, Jackass, they shine jump cars. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna try to jump your car, you speed up.
Yeah, what if you get hit? What are you going to say?
I get hit.
I had the right of way.
Basically.
Watch your ass. It's in the ambulance going to the hospital.
Yeah.
But I had the right of way. I don't know what happened.
Yep. So when it comes time for me to get that check.
Yeah. Well, okay. You hope you get a check.
Yeah, that's
there's so
true.
Many variables. Like, I mean, but then... I don't know, man. I've broken something before, and it's not. I'd rather have my health than a check.
Agree. But I would say I've never broken any bones. I guess that's not entirely true. So like, well, I have like a metal plate in my head.
Okay,
it's actually titanium plate in my head.
Why are you fucking
with
Iron Man?
Like 7 titanium screws. I have to show you my X-ray one day. It's crazy. No, but like, you know, like I said,
wait, you were in the military. You got a titanium plate in your head.
Yeah.
Were you like G.I. Jane?
I was literally like blown up with a grenade. So.
Oh, Lisa.
So, you know, like,
let me see your chest. Do you got a
my chest?
Yeah, you Iron wait, Man. You wait. Got the thing in your chest.
Wait, that just sounded so crazy. You're like, let me see. I'm like, what?
No.
I mean, I said the plate is in my head. I ain't say nothing about my chest.
It's a reference. Forget it. Go ahead.
I know what you meant, Iron Man, okay. But it just came out crazy. But anyway, no, like I have a titanium plate in my head.
That's a story we got
from
here.
Yeah, that's when I tell you stuff happens to me, like I can't get away from it. Just like the craziest.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I got a crazy story for y'all. Just let me tell this story real quick. I know this is so random. This when I tell people this stuff, well, actually now people have come to terms with the fact that stuff just happens to me all the time. But usually when I tell people this stuff, they're just like, "Oh, you're lying. This is not true."
Okay.
So let me tell you about this.
How many people get hurt around you? I need to.
No one gets hurt. That's okay. The thing. I'm the only one that gets hurt.
Okay, because right? I got to reevaluate our friendship.
Because even that grenade incident, there were people around me, and I was the only one to get hit.
Oh,
right?
Shit. Okay.
But let me tell you about the one time I got followed by a helicopter in DC.
How do you know it was following you?
Because listen, I don't know. So one day I was coming home from work. It was like winter time or fall. It was late, like early around 6, 7:30. Right.
Okay.
PM.
Was it dark?
PM, it was dark, right?
Okay.
So traffic in the city was just so ridiculous this day. And I'm like, what is going on?
These motherfuckers don't want to cross the street.
So,
staring at people and shit. Go ahead.
Right, anyway, so like, and the thing about it, my car was like on empty, so I'm trying to find some gas. So finally found a gas station. I'm like, all right, let me get out of this traffic. So I usually take Rock Creek Parkway home, right? And you know, Rock Creek Parkway sometimes turns... turns one way at certain hours or whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that portion was over. So I'm like, okay, take Rock Creek straight home. Anyway, so I'm trying to get to Rock Creek Parkway. And I'm just like, man, this traffic is so insane. So there's like two on and off ramps based or what I thought were on and off ramps mm-hmm. to get onto Rock Creek Parkway. The first one was blocked off. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm going to just drive down the other one. So I drove down the other one. I'm like, yes, there was like zero cars there, right? So I'm like, all right, go, right?
Are you driving down
the
one-way
street? You know, me and my little sports car, so I'm gunning it down. Uh-huh. You know, Rock Creek Parkway is like pitch black, right?
Yeah.
So next thing I know, I see this helicopter with a searchlight, and I'm like, oh snap, they looking for somebody. Like, what's going on, right? And I'm like, man, this helicopter's getting a little closer. It's getting a little closer. Next thing I know, I see the spotlight on speeding? My car, right?
Are you still speeding?
No, so like, at this time I was speeding. Okay. But like, so I'm like, yo, like we're going in the same direction, right? So I literally, like they literally flash the spotlight on my car. So when I tell you my heart jumped out of my chest, I'm like, oh my God, I'm think my first thought is they're going to start shooting up my car. Like they're probably thinking I'm some suspect or something. Yeah, that, and crazy. I'm like, I slowed down. I'm like putting my flashers on. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, how do I communicate with the helicopter? Right. So I like put my window down, put my arm out, like flagging to them. Like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like looking around, like maybe they'll call some backup and some backup will come. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like literally driving slow, just waiting.
Do they still have the spotlight?
Yeah, the spotlight's on my car, right? Okay. My little Barbie car.
I'd have pulled over.
I'm still driving, but I'm driving like really, really slow, right? So next thing I see the police lights in my rearview mirror, right? Okay. Police officer on a motorcycle comes up. So I'm like, oh man, I'm about to go to jail, right? I'm about to get a ticket, this, this, that, another. So anyway, the police driver officer pulls up to my car. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, just crazy, like steamed up. And I'm like, like, really, you gonna be screaming at me like that? Right? I'm just like, really, like, why you got an attitude, right? He's like, turn your car around, right? And at this point, I noticed this dude is like freaked out. So I'm like, okay. Right? So I'm getting scared too. I'm like, what's going on, right? He's like, turn your car around. So I whip my little, they call my car the Barbie car because I have this little sports car, right?
Okay.
So I whip my little Barbie car around, right? He's like, go faster. So he's on a motorcycle right next to my car. So I'm doing like 60. Uh-huh. Right? He's like, go faster. I'm doing 70. He's like, go faster. We're literally doing 80 miles per hour side by side.
Rock Creek? That's dangerous.
No, yeah. We're the only ones out there.
Okay.
So he's on his motorcycle and I'm in my car doing 80 miles per hour.
Okay. Are you scared still? Or are you like
scared as hell because I don't know what's going on. Okay. I'm like, nah. You know, I'm thinking like Michael Bay movie, some Transformers is going to jump out of the out of the forest or something crazy. Like, or maybe it's a bomb down there or something that's about to blow up. So he's like, get off the exit, right? So I like, I'm taking the exit at 80 miles per hour. I'm on two wheels, right? Uh-huh. Like, trying to balance the car on this exit on Rock Creek Parkway. So I pull off and I pull right back into all the traffic again.
Right.
So I pull over to the side like, oh my God, I'm going to jail. Like, oh man, I'm going to go to jail, right? Nothing happens. And I'm like,
where's the cop? Where'd the cop go?
So I'm like, where's the police officer? I don't see nothing. So it's like quiet. Like all that just didn't happen, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm just sitting there waiting. I'm just like, 5 minutes passed, 10 minutes passed, nothing, right? The police didn't come. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, back up, pulled over. So I'm like going, heading back home. I was like, oh my God, like my heart's still pounding, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I called my friend. I'm like, yo, turn on the news. Like, what's going on? Did you see my car on the news? This, that, another, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, there's nothing on the news. There's nothing going on. This, that, another. And she's like, well, what happened? I'm telling her. She's like, oh my God, like only you, right? She's cracking up. So I called like another friend. I call my mom and my sister, telling them what's happening. And I'm like, oh, I'm all scared to go home. Like, man, they gonna show up, put a bag over my head, take me somewhere or something. But yeah, literally, I still have to this day know what happened that night. Nothing. Nobody called me. Nothing showed up. Nothing was on the news. No, nothing. Like, and that was it. Like, it was just me and the police officer doing 80 miles per hour down Rock Creek Parkway.
What?
It was like it never even happened.
Oh, man. I thought she was going to say you went to jail or something like that.
No.
Oh, man. Wait, I wanted to know what happened. That was a good story, but where's the end?
That is the end. Like, that's the crazy part about it. Like, that's the end. Like, that's it. Like, nothing happened.
What?
So I'm like,
never found out what happened? Oh, man.
It's like 2 years now. I was even scared to talk about it. I didn't put it on social media or nothing. Maybe like a year later, I finally told my story.
Lisa.
But, you know, if I don't show up next week, y'all know why.
How long did that happen?
About 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. When I tell you stuff happens to me. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what have we learned today, Lisa?
What we learned is if there's an on-ramp blocked by a police car, don't take the next one.
Don't do that. What else? You know what I learned?
What's that?
If I'm trying to convince somebody to trust me, don't say, trust me.
Exactly.
First of all, that makes sense to me, but I guess some people may think that that's the wrong thing to do.
No.
Don't do that.
I've learned not to drive using 10 and 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't drive. And please, people, look both ways.
Look ways before you cross the street.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I think that's the end of our show.
Yeah.
I do. You know what? I got another birthday I want to shout out.
Same here.
My cousin. Yeah. Another cousin just turned 20-something. I don't know people's ages, y'all. I got shit to do.
Same,
I can't
right?
follow people's age. But I know she had a birthday a couple of days ago. So happy birthday to you, Shate.
Yeah. Right. Got my mom's birthday, February 4th. She'll be 70 years old. Still kicking, doing it like she 40. And then you got my brother-in-law, Sean, February 3rd. Happy birthday.
What's your mom's name?
Chance Lean.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my son's name is Chance.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Chance and Chase.
Oh, that's right. Duh. Okay. Twin boys. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Chance Lean.
Happy birthday, mama. Yeah. That's the original storyteller.
Your mom?
That lady got some stories. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the original.
But are they dangerous stories like yours?
Nah. Okay. They're just funny.
Oh, one of these days, we got to get Chance Lean on to tell us a story.
Listen, so she can embarrass me. It's not happening.
That she's definitely coming. All right, guys. That's our show.
All right. Good night, guys.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts, covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook @FullServiceRadio. Thanks for listening.